Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah. And the topic is the Union Day. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah, who has brought together our hearts and united our world. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, our Lord and Creator. And we bear witness that our Master, Muhammad, is the Prophet and Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them in righteousness until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I advise myself and you, servants of Allah, to have taqwa of Allah. Allah Almighty said, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And remember the favor of Allah upon you and his covenant with which he bound you when you said, We hear and we obey and fear Allah. O believers, the occasion of the union is one that is dear to our hearts. Through it, our joy is renewed. Our homeland prospers. Our loyalty to the head of the state and our leaders grows stronger. And our love deepens for the founders of our nation. It marks the anniversary of the establishment of our great civilizational edifice, founded by Sheikh Zayed and his brothers, the founding leaders, upon the piety of Allah and the pursuit of his pleasure. This is in accordance with the command of Allah the Almighty. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together, and don't become divided. Allah knows what is in their hearts of goodness, for the homeland and for humanity, as well as their sincerity and purity of intention. Thus he helped and guided them and supported them with the truth. Allah the Almighty says, إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knows any good in your hearts, He will give you better. And indeed, He granted them the goodness they sought and fulfilled for them the union they aspired to achieve. ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم, that Allah may reward the truthful for their truthfulness. Servants of Allah, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. He who is not grateful to people does not thank Allah. So we thank Allah Almighty for the blessing of this union, its great goodness, and the increase of its gifts and fruits in accordance with His Almighty saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O you who have believed, remember the favor of Allah upon you. And his saying to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And as for the favor of your Lord, speak of it. Then we thank the founding leaders for their great efforts and wise actions. History has immortalized their fingerprints and recorded their sacrifices in establishing the UAE and building its union, which remains a renewable source and a sustainable legacy that grows stronger over the years and whose features cannot be erased by time. Truly, the blessing of union is one of the greatest blessings. Those who are deprived of it realize its value, and those who have lost it know its worth. You, servants of Allah, have every right to be proud of the strength and loftiness of the union, to be proud of the progress and prosperity of the homeland, to rejoice in its tranquility and stability, the unity of its word, and the unity of its position over the course of 53 years. Rejoice in positivity and responsibility, and be inspired by the spirit of the union and its values in your lives, and teach it your children. And the first of all, that we seek wisdom in our actions, ambitious hopes in our work, and look to the future in our planning, and know that the covenant of union is your loyalty to the wise leadership and strong belonging to the homeland. So embody that with your honesty and sincerity. And know that the foundation of unity is in mutual love and affection. So strengthen them in your families. And that unity is marked by coexistence. So let this be evident in your interactions, and that the path to unity lies in cooperation and integration. So embody these values in your relationships with others. For one of the greatest pillars of unity is vigilance against those who threaten our unity, values, stability, and progress. Since its founding, our state has resisted anything that contradicts its values and has remained a source of goodness and benefit for humanity, and therefore Allah continues to safeguard it, preserving its prosperity and tranquility, because whoever is sincere with Allah, Allah will fulfill their desires and grant them success. The good deeds that characterize our nation are a shield against all harm. Why wouldn't they be? And our Prophet, peace be upon him, says, صَنَائِعُ الْمَعْرُوفِ تَقِي مَصَارِعَ السُّوءِ. Doing good deeds protects against bad endings. Let us increase our supplication to our Lord for our country. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. My Lord, make this a secure country. Let us renew our covenant with our leadership, pledging love, obedience, and loyalty, as our Lord commands. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. O believers, Allah the Almighty says, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Eat from the provision of your Lord and be grateful to Him, a good land and a forgiving Lord. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُونَهُ فَادْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنَّكُمْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. Whoever does you a favor, reward him. If you cannot find anything with which to reward him, then pray for him until you think that you have rewarded him. O our Lord, as we celebrate the blessing of the 53rd Union Day, we ask you to bestow goodness upon our wise leadership, grant them enduring happiness and increase them in prosperity and well-being. O our Lord, encompass the martyrs of the nation with your mercy and forgiveness, for they offered their pure blood, noble souls, and sincere spirits in sacrifice for the pride, stability, safety, and tranquility of their homeland. O Allah, on this Martyrs' Day, we ask you to bestow the finest of rewards upon them, elevate their ranks. O Allah, our Lord, grant us in this world good and in the hereafter good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. I say this and I seek forgiveness of Allah, our Lord, for me and for you. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.